with this KLEM Sports Update for this Saturday, March 18th. I'm KLEM Sports Director Daniel Versteg. Well, yesterday was the first high school track event in Plymouth County as the Hinton girls and boys track team went to Wayne America to compete in an indoor hosted by Wayne State College. Let's take a look at some of the results of note. Starting on the girls' side of the 400-meter dash, the Hinton girls swept the top two spots. Cadence Peters won the 400-meter with a time of 107.2. Peyton Beck was second for the Blackhawks. In the girls' 800-meter run, three of the top four places going to the Blackhawks. Gabby Friesen was first with a time of 236.7. Ava Lang and Carlin Kovarna placed third and fourth, respectively. To the longer distance running, girls' 1,600-meter run, Casey Allen finished third for the Blackhawks. Haley Jarvis won the 3,200-meter run for Hinton in their inaugural meet of the season, a time of 17 minutes, 16.8 seconds. Girls' 60-meter hurdles, Bailey Bovee was first, a time of 9.39 in her freshman campaign with the track team. In the girls' 4x160 relay, of course, indoor, get some funky measurements. The Blackhawks placed second in that relay. 4x4 and 4x8 on the girls' side, all first place for the Blackhawks. To the field events, girls' high jump, Bailey Bovee, a personal best, 5'3¼", wins the high jump. And the girls' shot put went to Lauren Kunkel. No shocker there, 34'6", as Kunkel, a state qualifier last year. To the boys' side, where the Hinton boys had a good showing as well. In the 60-meter dash, Will Hagstrom went third with a time of 7.22 seconds. 200-meter dash, Carson Pierce was second, 25.3 seconds. 400-meter dash, Bo DeRozier took the top spot, 54.9 seconds for the Blackhawks. Boys' 800-meter run, Caleb Brower was second, 2 minutes, 23.1 seconds. 1,600-meter run on the boys' side, Brett Leitcher went second with a 5:52.9. And in the 3,200-meter run, a state cross-country participant, Zach Siepersma, was first, a time of 12:19.1. The boys' 60-meter hurdles, Garrett Stahl took first place for the Blackhawks, 9.01 seconds. Boys' 4x4 relay, first place for the Blackhawks at 3:44.5. And on to the field events, again, not too much of a shocker here. The defending state champs in the champ in the boys' long jump, it's Bo DeRozier. He plays first in the event in Wayne America, 21 feet, 1¾ inches. Boys' shot put, Garrett Divis, Reese Stokes, Brooks Benabose, first, second, and third, respectively, for the Blackhawks. Look out for Hinton throwers this year, by the way. Going to be a solid year for the Hinton track team, no doubt about that. And those results coming your way from the Wayne State College Invitational yesterday indoors. Taking a look at some other sports action from yesterday, the NAIA Women's Basketball National Tournament continuing at the Tyson Event Center in Sioux City. Semifinal round was yesterday. The defending national champion, Thomas More Saints, they defeated previously unbeaten Central Methodist 71-61. And it was Clark University upending the Cinderella story, Dakota State 79-69. And Clark moves on to their first national championship game in program history. To the NCAA Division I men's basketball tournament, it was Pittsburgh ending Iowa State's season 59-41, an abysmal offensive showing for the Cyclones. The Creighton Blue Jays, the only regional team to move on, they defeated North Carolina State 72-63, and Miami knocked off Drake 63-56. And some other games of note, for the second time since the 64-team expansion, a 16 seed has beat a 1 seed. Fairleigh Dickinson out of the Northeast Conference, they defeated Purdue 63-58. Shades of UMBC with Fairleigh Dickinson. In the NCAA Division I Women's Basketball Tournament in Iowa City, it was Georgia defeating Florida State 66-54. And the Iowa Hawkeyes cruised over Southeast Louisiana 95-43. Other regional games, Mississippi State over Creighton 81-66. And the South Dakota State Jackrabbit women, they knocked off the Trojans of USC 62-57 in overtime. So South Dakota State's on to the round of 32 in the women's tournament. And taking a look at the sports schedule for today, there's another track team that's supposed to be taking to the indoor track today. Kingsley Pearson, Woodbury Central, heading out to Storm Lake for a Buena Vista University indoor meet. Best of luck to the Panthers and the Wildcats there for hopefully getting a good start to the track season. The NAIA Women's Basketball National Tournament Championship game, again, will feature Thomas Moore taking on Clark. On the men's basketball tournament, a couple of games in Des Moines, Kansas taking on Arkansas, Penn State matches up with Texas, and on the women's side of the tournament, Toledo takes on Iowa State in a battle of programs at schools were both coached by Matt Campbell, current Cyclone football coach, and the Drake Bulldogs will take on Louisville in the round of 64 at the NCAA Division I Women's Basketball National Tournaments. For more sports news, check out KLEM1410.com and be sure to follow us on our Twitter page as well. We are at KLEM Sports on Twitter. This has been your Saturday KLEM Sports Update. I'm Sports Director Daniel Versteg.